Have you ever watched news coverage of a peace agreement between Israel and her Arab neighbors and wondered, what is the Torah's position on giving away land for peace? This week's Torah reading of Vayera gives us an insight into this very question. Avimelech is king of Gerar, and he offers a peace pact to Avram Avinu. He says, Ulenini ulenichdi, kechesed asher asiti imcha, taseh imadi. And to my son and grandson, according to the kindness which I have done with you, you shall do with me and with the land where you have sojourned. Meaning, I am king and I let you live here. So let's continue this agreement to future generations, living two states side by side in peaceful coexistence, and we'll respect each other's borders. Avraham Avinu agreed and took an oath. The very next topic in the Torah starts, and God tested Abraham, and he said to him, take your son, Isaac, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. The Rashbam explains that God's command to bind Isaac on the altar and slaughter him as a sacrifice was directly connected to the peace agreement that Avram made with Avimelech. What could possibly be the connection? The Rashbam says that God was so angry with this peace agreement that he decided to punish Abraham and put him through this torturous scenario of sacrificing his own son. But again, why? I quote the Rashbam, Sharei Eretz Plishtim Bichlal Gvul Yisrael, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Aleihem Lo Tichaye Ko Neshama. Because the land of Plishtim, that's Gerar, where Avimelech lived, was within the borders of Israel. And God commanded regarding these inhabitants that they must be utterly obliterated to the last man. In other words, God is saying to Avraham, I gave you a son Isaac for what reason? To inherit the land of Israel. You're ceding parts of the land in a peace agreement? Then give me back your son Isaac. But still something is missing, because Avram was a brilliant man of sterling character. He identified an opportunity here to settle a dispute for generations in a peaceful manner. So what's God's problem? Is God a warmonger? To answer this, let's take a look at the dictionary definition of the word realpolitik. Practical politics decided more by the urgent needs of the country or political party, etc., than by morals or principles. That's what the Rashbam is saying in his next harsh sentence, and I quote, Nidga'eta beben shenetaticha. You became full of yourself, Avram, over the son that I gave you to go make this peace agreement between you and them. So now take your son and sacrifice him as an offering, and let's see what benefits this peace agreement of yours will bring. In other words, God is saying Jewish sovereignty over the land of Israel is a divine decree infused with infinite wisdom and far-reaching spiritual ramifications. Your small, limited, realpolitik considerations to cede parts of the land of Israel for future generations stands contradictory to God's plan for the unfolding of history. In summary, according to the Rashbam, the whole story of the sacrifice of Isaac comes to communicate a message to Avram and to us. Relinquishing parts of the land of Israel to save lives will accomplish just the opposite. It will cost Jewish lives. By the way, where is this Gerar that King Avimelech lived in? Research has agreed that it's south of Gaza City. So if you look at a map at Gaza City and go south along the Mediterranean coast, you reach Gush Katif, the very land that the Israeli government ceded to the Arabs within the framework of the 2005 disengagement plan. Interestingly, this week, in November 2019, over 400 rockets were fired at Israeli towns from this land where Avimelech lived. How prophetic are the words of our Holy Torah and the words of the Rashbam. But wait, this is not a political commentary. This is a Torah commentary. So we're interested in the Torah principle and not its political, practical applications. And to reiterate the Torah principle that emanates from the words of the Rashbam, a peace agreement, even when brokered with the intent to save our children's lives, cannot cede Jewish sovereignty over the land of Israel or leave our enemies intact therein. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, before I go, I've got some amazing news for you. 2 months from now, in January, Bethel Institutions will be publishing an amazing report, which we call West Bank Jewish Population Stats.com. Now there we show the precise number of Jews and the breakdown in every single town of Judea and Samaria. We show the number that will be this January, a year ago, and 5 years ago. Amazing charts, an amazing, fascinating read. We also, throughout the year, every first of the month, send you a report of articles that document the erosion of support in the two-state solution. So you got to get onto this. Sign up today at westbankjewishpopulationstats.com. See you next week.